Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter.
Your ass, what's up? Here we go.
I tell you what's up, sports, that's what's up, your ass.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
You booty hole, what? Anyway, what? Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're ready for a drinky poo, you're stocked up with Bud Distributing. How about that? Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. Real quick, NBA last night. Celtics beating the Heat 127-102. Best of seven East Finals tied. It's 1-1 there. So if you're basketball fan.
Basketball, yeah.
Tonight, Mavs going to be in Golden State playing the Warriors 9 o'clock. Little entertainment there, man. That's actually a great matchup. If you want to watch some good basketball, you got Doncic over there taking on Curry. You just basically inbound the ball and shoot it full court and make it probably half the time. Just saying. I mean, it's incredible what these players are doing nowadays. So, little basketball tonight, yeah. Let's get over to golf, because golf is happening right now, and it's very interesting. Things not looking any better for Tiger Woods. I finished the round of the PGA Championship yesterday, which was a small victory considering everything he's been through. But he ended up shooting a 4-over par 74 and admitted his leg hurt at the end of the day. During the round, Woods seemed uncomfortable and was limping. We'll see if he can get through the weekend. You know,
What a pussy.
Yeah. Dude, you know what? Let me read that again. And whoever wrote this, Just think about what you're writing. But he ended up shooting a 4-over par 74. Dude, on one of the hardest courses ever. Dude, none of us could even get close, hold a candle to a 4-over par 74. It'd be the best round of your life.
I hate sports reporters. And look, I mean, if you're a sports reporter or even our
sports
guys.
He's doing it with one leg.
For some reason, the liberties that sports reporters take on how they, I don't know
how things.
The way they, I don't know. Like, it's ridiculous.
I know exactly where you're.
Skip Bayless is another perfect example. And I always go back to this. And one reason why I absolutely loathe Skip Bayless is one time, and I've told this before, he's never played. But then also, like, one day he was doing a report and he said, "I just don't respect Mike Trubisky." And I just want to be like, why? Because he made it to the NFL, and all right, he's maybe not doing as good a job as he should, but even though he's still playing the starting QB, I just don't respect him.
Yeah, get in there and give it a shot. Yeah, you don't have much room to talk if you've never really been there, you know? Which is why we take the sports report pretty lightly.
Yeah.
We're pretty open about our opinions,
because
right?
I tell you, Hunter, if there's ever a day where you and I come out and we say something about and mean it about a player and the way they're playing, you feel free, anyone, to come in here and slap us right in the face, okay?
Yeah, because man, slap us back to reality here.
Because
you know?
It's ridiculous to say anything about a pro athlete.
He shot a 4-over par 74, admitted that his leg was hurting at the end of the day. Yeah, the one that was shattered. After a 4-over par 74, dude. Yeah.
Doctors have said that some of them thought he would never play again, and then he goes and shoots with a shattered leg. Okay, yeah.
In all seriousness, I did watch it yesterday. It did look like he was struggling after a while. Yeah. But here's another thing. Like, he does. He's got a shattered leg. He's walking up and down. I don't even like walking a golf course with two healthy legs. You know, do you want to walk? It's half the price. No, I'll pay the extra for the cart to carry me around.
Look, you could walk.
Perfectly healthy.
You could walk, or we'll charge you $1,000 and we'll punch you in the face to take a cart. Yeah, I'll take the cart.
I got
to
go with the $1,000.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Take the card.
Anyway, so they're playing all weekend, man. And you know what? I'm putting some money on this right now. I'm saying that he's coming back and he's going to be, you know, he's going to shoot good today. It's one of those things, man. He always kind of starts rough on Thursdays. I don't know why, but it's Tigers past, man. Moving on to college football. This is an interesting story, Brock. Over the past few days, there's been a war of words between Alabama head coach Nick Saban and Texas A&M coach Jimbo Fisher. On Wednesday, Saban said A&M bought every player on their team. Fisher fired back yesterday, holding a previously unscheduled news conference to accuse Saban of taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families, that they broke state laws, calling Saban a narcissist. That wasn't all. Listen to this. Jesus. Fisher also suggested that somebody should have slapped Saban as a child.
Jeez.
Yeah, right. The SEC stepped in and kind of sort of ended the fight. They're like, all right, come on, guys. You know, like you're two grown adults here.
Someone should have choked him out when he was a toddler.
Dude, you know what? Hey, just fight it out. Put some gloves on him or something. We'll let him duke it out for a little bit. This is what I like when people always like get in big arguments. I'm like, put some boxing gloves on and let him duke it out for a little. Somebody's going to fall down eventually.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we can settle this. All right.
Somebody's going to die.
That's what you used to do back in the day. You offended someone, they slapped you with the glove and said, I challenge you to a duel.
More often than not, if you fight it out, both parties will wake up, kind of snap out of it and be like, yeah, I respect you.
Yeah.
After getting hit in the face a few times, it kind of wakes you up, you know?
No, I think we go back to the gun duel thing, all right? 10 paces
the
and...
gun duel.
Yeah. All right.
Jeez, I don't know if you have to have a bullet ripping through your body for you to wake up a little bit.
No,
but,
think about this because I think...
One shot to the chin, Brock, all it takes.
This is twofold. One, I think a lot less people would be running their mouths because if they knew the chance of them having to go toe-to-toe with a flintlock pistol. Okay, and I'm not saying we use like a new... No, a flint... we'll go back to flintlock. All right.
Be
we'll
a do quiet the, society.
And a lot of people just shut their mouths. Or two... We may weed out some of the dum-dums, you know what I mean? Because usually it's the idiots that are running their mouths. They're probably not a good shot, you know what I mean?
No. That's actually, you know.
Right?
Hey, back in the day, they used to, like, lop your hands off and your head off for, like, minor things.
Yeah, let's just start bringing back the old stuff, okay? We got to be a little bit more aggressive.
People were more respectable back then, you know? You thought about some things before they came out of their mouth.
Hey, you bite your tongue or I'm going to cut it off. How about that, right? Hey.
Ah, all right. Yeah. I won't say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban, about to duke it out, apparently. Yeah. Don't like
get
each
the guns
other.
Out. Get the flintlocks. Here we go.
Yeah. Hey, we're hanging at 6:30. Next hour, I got gymnastics, which is kind of interesting, and some more NBA news. So,
sounds good. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks. Everything that rocks.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Really does.
It does.
Out of all the morning shows, I say we're probably the most gangster, right, hon?
I don't know about that, but...
Probably not. Probably the most honky. Anyway, it's 7:23, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter. Sports time. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Oh, great. Huge delay. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're thirsty, well, you won't be thirsty because you're stocked up. Hunter, run with it, buddy.
All right, let's do it, man. Major League Baseball yesterday, White Sox beating the Royals 7-4. Diamondbacks beating the Cubs 3-1. Tigers were off. Today, Diamondbacks will be in Chicago playing the Cubs at 6:35. Tigers going to be over in Cleveland playing the Guardians at 7:10. Boo. And then White Sox going to be over in New York playing the Yankees at 10 o'clock. So there you go. If you're a baseball fan, it's happening. NBA last night, Celtics beating the Heat. 127-102, best of seven, obviously. Series tied 1-1. There is a game tonight. The Mavericks going to be in Golden State playing the Warriors at 9 o'clock. If you're into basketball, dude, I'm telling you, the NBA is we make fun of it a lot here on the Plan B Morning Show and the not-so-serious sports report. But in all seriousness, I'm telling you, this NBA Finals is pretty sweet. It's pretty good, dude. They're getting down playing defense, and they are playing hard. And when the best basketball players in the world get down and play hard, it's fun to watch. It really is, man. And tonight's game's going to be a matchup, man. Mavs, Warriors, 9 o'clock. Moving on, NHL last night, because this is Stanley Cup playoffs. The Lightning beat the Panthers 2-1. Lightning lead the best of seven series and 2-0 there. Blues beating the Avalanche 4-1. There are some games tonight. Rangers going to be in Carolina playing the Hurricanes. And also Oilers going to be in Calgary playing the Flames. Flames lead that series. No, Calgary leads that series 1-0. All right, let's get to it, man. Some golf. Rory McIlroy with that great shot. He was good yesterday, dude. You know what? Everybody's kind of questioning. I did that story earlier this week where he like had to explain himself why he hasn't won a bunch of majors. It's like, dude, because majors are impossible to win. Have you tried? anybody? For Christ's sake, give me a break here.
Yeah, I think he needs to step it up. I'm really disappointed with this play. Me, as an avid golfer. You bum.
Look at you, you phenomenal golfer. You need to be extra phenomenal. We're disappointed.
As I sit here, never achieving anything on the golf course, I'm telling you, you need to do better, all right?
Dude, it's a small hole, guys. It's a very small hole, 300-some yards away. It's not easy. Not easy. Anyway, don't get me all worked up here. Rory McIlroy, he blasted his driver over the trees into the fairway, setting up some of his seven birdies that carried him to a 5-under 65 and a one-stroke lead through one round at the PGA Championship, Southern Hills in Tulsa. Did watch some of it yesterday. He was on fire. So he was paired up with Tiger Woods. It was Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Jordan Spieth. And I'll tell you what, man, it was a fun group to watch. But there are so many good golfers out there now. I started kind of watching some of the other players. And, dude, the game is just different now, Brock. It's just there's, like, absolutely, like, no chance for any of us to even. Like, first off, to be in the PGA,
Wait, was there a chance
rich.
Before? Was there a chance?
No, there wasn't a chance before, but there was a better chance.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's fair. That's fair. Okay.
You know, now, dude, it's like. Everybody is so good.
Unless you literally are birthed and then the doctor slaps you on the ass, cuts the umbilical cord, and you're given a golf club. I mean, your chances.
You're done.
Yep.
And even then, if you don't have the right genes, if you don't have the right, if your parent, you know, don't live in the right place.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just, it's hard. It's hard. Dude, there's a guy, Zalatori, yesterday I was watching him. Will Zalatori, I think that's how you say his name. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rookie golfer, he's an up-and-comer, just smashes. Dude, he hits his 4-iron, Brock, like 270-some yards or something. How? How's that even possible? And he's skinny, like me.
Yeah.
Kind of gives me a little...
Mechanics hunter. Mechanics,
gives me some
right?
hope. Gives me some hope.
Don't have hope, buddy. You are too far gone, all right? You're on the wrong end of 30, all right?
Come on, man.
Just give it up, buddy. All right. You know what they need to do? They need to do, like, after the Masters play, whatever tournament, they need to have then, like, the average guy golf tournament where it's just a bunch of out-of-shape guys, weekend golfers, in golf carts drinking. Like, that's what you need to have on TV. Damn. That's what you need to watch, okay?
What, a 7-hour round of watching some guys hacking around a course? No, it's hard enough for people to watch pro golf on TV.
You got golfers, you know, improving their lie. They don't even putt. They're like, leave the flag in. That's a golf club length. We're fine.
Mark me down for a 6. Yeah, no. Yeah.
I would watch that all day. All day.
Watch this guy cheating all day. Hey, just watch Patrick Reed. He cheats.
Get in the bunker. Get in the bunker.
Anyway. Hey, golf is a big story this morning. PGA Championship happening. Also, the tournament tomorrow. It's going to be a great tournament. I'm excited for it, Brock. You get to see Brock hit his 8-iron like 100 yards.
I'm going to be smoking that thing. God. I shouldn't even be allowed to have that in my bag. I'm so dangerous.
The only thing you're going to be smoking is a cig off in the corner because you're so stressed because you can't even make contact with the ball.
I know how to do it. My brain knows the mechanics. Why can't I hit the effing golf ball?
Why can't I do it?
It's easy. I've done it before. Why can't I do it? This is ridiculous. God, I hate this game. I'm breaking every single one of my clubs when I get home.
I'm striping everything on the range. You can't take it out onto the course.
Those clubs are going right in the dumpster when I get home. It's ridiculous.
It's like a sport that just makes you furious. Anyway.
It's supposed to be relaxing. It's golf.
Yeah.
What do you got?
We talk more about golf.
Now, what else you got?
Gymnastics. Here we go. I don't even know. I haven't even read this story yet. Russian gymnast Ivan Kurelik facing the consequences after his callous stance about the war in Ukraine back in March. Why am I reading this story?
I thought it was going to be something funny about some gymnast doing something crazy.
No, it's not.
Some
guy's talking trash. No. I got that Saban story where him and Fisher are talking trash back and forth to each other.
You know what's interesting about Saban? It's starting to seem like people are really just calling him out. Like, one person said something, and now everyone's jumping on board. Like, yeah, that guy's a dick, man.
He's been kind of more, like, in the news, like, kind of a...
Yeah.
You know, kind of a... prima donna lately.
Yeah.
Nick Saban, anyway, if you guys are wondering, and Texas A&M coach, head coach Jimbo Fisher, basically they got into like a verbal argument. Saban says A&M bought every player on their team. Fisher then fired back at Saban saying, way to go, taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families that broke, saying that they broke state laws, calling Saban a narcissist. Then Saban fires back saying, somebody should have slapped you as a child. Good Lord. Anyway, it's just going back and forth. And finally, somebody from the, somebody stepped in, the SEC stepped in. Was like, dude, hey, guys, you're head coaches.
Yeah. Hey, you son of a bitch.
You know what's wild, dude? I hung out with Saban. I got a nice picture from a football camp with Saban. And I got to eat lunch with him and whatnot. And he's a cool guy.
Well, Tommy's probably thinking, look at this stupid idiot thinking he's going to make it in the football.
You know what? I was an athlete back then. You know what?
You probably
because of that, I got to eat lunch with Saban one time. So shut up.
He was probably like,
lean on it.
It's like a make-a-wish thing. There's no way this kid's an athlete. Get out of here.
No.
Ridiculous.
No, I had to work my way to that lunch. So you're going to eat it. You didn't get to eat lunch with him, so suck it.
Is this that kid from the school of the blind, that school of the blind quarterback? Is that what it is?
No, he's a phenomenal athlete, and I want to eat lunch with him. That's what he said.
All right, let's get this over with. I'm tired of hanging out with this moron. That's what Saban was saying in his head right there.
Why don't you shut up? All right, there you go. That's your sports this morning. Saban and Fisher duking it out. Hopefully there's a fight at some point.
Fight. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.